getting away, or getting amongst it. Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy with the Holden Colorado. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It is Australia. It's Kennedy Malloy. Malloy out today. Limo in the house.
Hello, Jane. Hello Australia.
Hello, Dangerous Dave. How
are
you?
G'day, Jane. G'day, Limo.
We have a great show. I'll have a bizarre explanation of what's happened to our friend Mickey. Was all right during the day.
Okay.
And I'll tell you in a minute, but he's crashed.
Right.
We don't know what's happened, but he's not here, and we don't care because we've got so much happening today, including some fabulous guests, Hamish and Andy.
Look out.
I'm very excited about that.
They don't get bigger than that.
They don't get bigger than that. There's big entertainment news. Sonia Kruger has left the building.
Interesting.
Rafael Nadal has cracked it. Like, I've never heard him crack it before.
This is good gear when you hear Rafa crack it in a Spanish accent. Oh, it is delicious.
Exactly. Now, one of my favourite segments, because I am one and proud, you know you're a bogan when, and we've got some great stories we'd love to hear from you, because I'm pretty sure Triple M has a fair smattering.
A representation.
A good representation of bogans.
I'm a proud bogan myself. I got married in Bali.
There you go.
I'm fake weddinged in Bali, according
well,
to
I'm sure this guy doesn't mind me calling him a bogan. He's a bogan on wheels, and that's Dave Reynolds. He's also coming in. And our favourite segment, Gone Wild.
Yes.
Fabulous stories from our animal friends that always makes me laugh and happy. So much more. But first, again, Limo, this is a very unusual day. Because we did start the day with Mick, and we had earlier, because they're very busy today, Hamish and Andy, we pre-recorded an interview earlier today with Hamish and Andy to talk about their show that's starting on Sunday.
And I know that Mick was on deck early because I got the phone call late.
Yes.
I was waiting in the car park all day, as I do every day, and I just had to come up in the lift.
Just hoping. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's because, and when you hear the interview, you'll hear the boys talk about one of the holiday destinations and what was involved, and it did involve eating the world's hottest chili. I don't know if when we did the interview, from the time we went back to our office, Mick crashed. I don't know whether he found a chili, wanted to do something similar.
Yes.
But that's all right. We've tucked him up home in bed.
If he did eat a hot chili, he has my full sympathy because I once ate what was, it was sold to me as the hottest chili burger. In Australia.
Right.
And I ate it for a radio stunt. And I knew it was going to be hot because I had to sign a waiver and wear gloves.
Oh.
What, to pick it up?
God,
and
in case you had a heart attack or something.
And they said, do not touch your eyes, whatever you do.
Oh. Well, I'd say not only your eyes.
And I, there's a few things you shouldn't touch.
Exactly.
And I ate it and then I was out of about 3 hours later. I had to go to the doctor.
You're joking.
No, yes.
And what did the doctor do? I'm interested.
The doctor gave me some pills. I was on the project that night, actually.
Oh.
And what kind of pills?
I don't know.
Because they say drink milk, don't they?
Yeah, milk or yogurt or something like that.
Milk and yogurt were not cutting the mustard.
That was not happening for you.
It was not happening. So I took some pills. I don't know what they were, but I was able to get through an episode of the project. If you watch it back, you may wonder why I'm sweating from the start of the show to the end of the show.
Remember Carl Stefanovic did on the Today Show with Ben Fordham. Ben Fordham slipped him. One of the hottest pies of all time. to see Carl work that sweat up, it's pretty funny, I have to say, when you see people.
And when it gets you, it gets you. And I can tell you exactly how long it took my body to process.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
So the other end's really...
The next morning,
I
had an unpleasant experience the next morning.
Well, I don't know if Kiss have had unpleasant experience, but I've got some very upsetting news. Mm. I have to tell you all that Kiss has cancelled their tour here in Australia. The tickets are no longer valid due to the cancellation, unfortunately. Does that mean, what do you mean?
Yeah, that's it. So it was the end of the road tour, so that was going to be it for Kiss. And Paul Stanley's got the flu.
The flu?
Yes.
What a baby.
So they canceled,
what's wrong with men? God.
They cancelled the Perth show saying, look, he should be right by the time, you know.
Are they already here, right, in Australia?
They're about next week, though. Due here next week. But he's still in LA.
But they've cancelled the whole tour.
The whole tour. They said doctor's orders. He's got to rest up, Paul Stanley.
Rest up for what? Was the end of the road tour. They'll never tour again. That was it.
He's about 95, Jane. Cut him some slack.
But there's no news of it being rescheduled.
No, there isn't.
If it is, Triple M will still honour all ticket winners. If you've won tickets to Kiss, Triple M will honour all ticket winners for the new dates. We'll be in touch. But we're thinking about cancelled tours because the Rolling Stones have done it.
Oh, famously.
Oh, they did, didn't they? Times.
Yeah. What was there? Oh, yeah, there was a few reasons why. Taylor Swift, she didn't. She was supposed to be here for the Melbourne Cup.
She was meant to do the Melbourne Cup, and she had an issue with the treatment of horses. And
then that's what they didn't say that. They said she had a scheduling clash.
A scheduling clash
in Japan.
Yeah, she was hammered.
I did say to my wife the other day, so Taylor Swift cancelled because of treatment of horses. That's what I thought the reason was, but maybe not. Yeah. But then I saw her, she was at a gig in China somewhere, and their record on
dogs.
Treatment of animals. Yeah. Isn't super.
Not great.
Okay. Metallica also, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, that's right, of
have
course.
Recently,
James
because,
Hetfield is out.
James is in rehab.
Yes.
Let's hope everything's all right for Iron Maiden. So, you know that, what? Can I just say, we had a Kiss song scheduled.
We did.
I'm cancelling
that. Cancel the song.
Stuff it.
Are you cancelling Kiss?
Take that, Kiss.
Take that, Kiss. Let's have Foo Fighters instead,
done.
Can we?
You bet. Here they are.
The Fooey's always are reliable. They come out.
Dave Grohl, performance with a broken leg. That's what he does. Thanks to Holden Colorado, now back with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Extra, extra. She's read every mad tweet and blog and spoken to every unnamed source, so you don't have to. Jane Kennedy's Entertainment Report.
It's a busy day in entertainment news. Sonia Kruger has confirmed that she is leaving Channel 9, and she said it today on the telly with her lovely partner, on-air partner, David Campbell. Here she is explaining what she was doing.
I have had an amazing time here. I've been very privileged to work on some top-shelf programs and, of course, with you, David, here. Don't
you dare.
And all of the team on the show, it's been an absolute blast. But it's time for me to go and do something new, you know? You know what it's like, Dave? You're
going to
spread your wings.
Yes, it's time for her to go and do something new. Like earn $1 million more each year.
Each year.
What's she doing?
That's something new.
She's going to Channel 7. Well, people are saying it was for Big Brother.
So that's something new. I'm off the host Big Brother.
Well, she's done that before, I think.
So she's off to Channel 7. And then she's being replaced on the morning show with David Campbell by Deb Knight and Georgie Gallagher.
Fantastic.
Do you know what? They're jumping ship, aren't they? Well, what's happening at 9? All the women have left. So what are they going to do?
Sonia's got a gig on Big Brother. Deb Knight and Georgie, maybe they could, one of them could play the role
of
Big Brother.
Well, maybe Georgie could go back, because Georgie's done it before with David. I'm aware of that, and she'd be good at doing that. But I just think it was a really unusual goodbye to say, bye everyone, I'm going. I'm going because I've been offered a better job. She feels so odd to me.
It was a breakup where I didn't feel as though she was really going to miss any of the people in the room.
Sincere, did she at all?
When she finished that, her chair was spinning under a puff of smoke.
Wow.
As there was a Channel 7 car waiting out.
David Campbell, though, he is an excellent talent, by the way, on that show.
He is absolutely awesome. I've worked with him. You know, I filled in for Sonia on the morning show when she went and had her baby. I filled in for 3 weeks.
Yes.
So did you?
Yes.
Hang on.
Yes.
Are you going to get a call up here?
I don't think so. Well, I don't know if it was because Dave and I have been great friends, and he asked me, he said, will you fill in? I went up there, but I went up in all my Melbourne black and the wardrobe department just freaked out because I don't think they've ever had a woman in a black jacket on Channel 9 ever.
No.
So I was dressed a cross between Carrie Ann and Sonia, which was very pink and very bright. My hair was very high. I didn't feel very comfortable with that.
So you're sitting there in a pink shirt and a yellow jacket.
Yes. Seriously, not joking.
You could do both, though. You could do morning TV and the drive radio.
And have 5 kids. That would be just so easy.
Do it. Great for your profile.
Why not? Just fill the schedule. So that'll be interesting to see Sonia Kruger off to 7, and then let's see who replaces her. It could be the cash cow. Maybe the cash cow.
The cash cow needs a gig, I'm sure. I think that's a bit of a swap over from networks. Well, here's somebody who could do it, because I've since read, this is Angie Kent, who's coming in on our show tomorrow with the winner of The Bachelorette. She is The Bachelorette, of course. And I've been reading today that Angie has spoken out, and actually it was in a blog that's since been deleted.
Right.
Oh.
Well, it's awkward. And better I bring this up now than when she's in here live tomorrow. In this blog, apparently she said she never wanted to get married, she never wanted to have children, and she really just wants a big career in television. So
she's halfway there.
So that makes her different from every previous bachelorette.
How?
Correct. So last night was the penultimate episode, and people say it's the hardest one for people to choose, the bachelor or the bachelorette, because there's only three left and one has to go.
Okay.
And as a rule, legends has it that they really liked the third one very much.
Oh, that's I bet the third one is the friend. That's the friend zone.
Yes.
One is
but
the
no,
third
she
one.
Really, yeah. We really thought she liked Ryan and she got rid of him. But talk about tears and go on the blub. Can we just hear what happened? And listen out also for Mr. Whispering.
Okay.
It's so hard. It's so hard.
Ryan, I'm sorry you did not receive a rose.
Oh, that was the worst. Why did I do that? That was the wrong decision. That was not the right decision. That felt awful.
She's saying that's not the right decision, but you've had 8 weeks to decide.
She's had a while to think about it.
You've had a while to think about it. She had to keep toddling out and having another bit of a cry.
And did Osher choose the wrong time to put on a sexy 1555 voice?
His whisper has got softer and softer as the roses go.
It was a little gravelly there as well.
It was gravelly. Right. It was really good. Anyway, tonight, yes, Angie will pick, and I've got to take a guess.
Is that – I haven't looked at any of this.
It's Carlin and Tim. Now, Carlin also wants to be an actor.
Right. Okay.
And Tim, let's just say, he's pretty good looking.
Yeah.
Full stop.
All right. So
we'll see who comes into the studio tomorrow.
My question for you, I want a prediction from you.
Yes.
Will she – because you never know which order they're doing them in.
Mm. No.
So will she do the dumping first or the bachelor first?
Well, that's why we all have to wait and see whose shiny shoe comes out the car first. You know, they do the same.
Yeah.
Hey, all right, quickly, shall we go on to Rafa?
Yeah, please. Yeah. Oh, Rafael Nadal, so the ATP finals are on at the moment, and he's just beaten Medvedev, had a good win there.
Right.
But he was beaten earlier in the tournament by Alexander Zverev. Mm-hmm. And in a press conference, an Italian journalist said to him, "Hey, is this dodgy form as a result of you just getting married?" Because you know, marriage can put a lot of pressure on people.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Needless to say, Rafa didn't like the question. Have a listen to his answer.
Honestly, are you asking me this? Is it a serious question or is it a joke? Surprise for me, you ask me this after being with the same girl for 15 years and having a very stable and normal life. Doesn't matter if you put a ring on your finger or not. How many years you have been with your...
Well, I have 30 years this year, but...
And before the... maybe you were not sure. That's why. Okay, we move to Spanish because that's... Thank you very much.
Angry
I don't think I want to hear that. Princess Bride, my name is. And did you kill my father?
But it wouldn't matter how angry Rafa got. He just sounds adorable.
He does sound adorable.
Can we have a little listen to it?
Is it a serious question or is it a joke?
Oi. Oh,
could listen to him all day.
Serious. I like this. All right, coming up, we're going to find out if you know you're a bogan. Give us a call, 133353. Tell us how you can tell if you're a bogan. We'd love to hear from
you. Coming up, Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Hamish and Andy are going to join us in about 35 minutes from now. Mick Malloy's out. Crook Limo's in with Jane Kennedy on Kennedy Malloy.
He is indeed. And we're looking at the subject matter very dear to all our hearts. Mm. You know you're a bogan when? Limo? Are you a bogan?
Yeah, I am. As I said earlier, Jane, I got married in Bali.
That's right.
I grew up in on a farm in country South Australia. I'm as bogan as they come, but I've got a couple for you.
Go ahead.
Here. You know you're a bogan if you've got a novelty car horn.
Oh, like a little colour.
See, I miss that. I don't hear enough of those car horns.
Not anymore.
Around town.
I grew up surrounded by those car horns.
Did you really?
Absolutely.
Oh, I miss those.
You know you're a bogan if you get kicked off a cruise.
Yeah, that's a good point. The fair start of the fun ship.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, you know you're a bogan if you mow the lawn in your backyard and find a car.
Well done. I love those. Well, I've got some actual stories that I'd have to put under the banner of bogan.
Okay.
A man decided to propose to his girlfriend inside a Kentucky Fried Chicken shop in South Africa, and They've videoed it, which is just wonderful. He's seen on bended knee asking for his lady's hand in marriage over a Zinger burger. The couple is surrounded by KFC customers feverishly reacting to the surprise proposal. I think we've got it.
Yeah, take a listen.
Video posted to Twitter. The man is seen down on one knee asking for his woman's hand in marriage. The couple was surrounded by KFC customers reacting to the surprise. KFC even reposted the video, asking the public to help identify the couple, saying there might be a finger-licking good surprise.
Yes, well, they found Katika Malabola was the person who did it. So they congratulate those. I don't know if it means they have gravy, mashed potato.
Jane, is it true that he proposed with an onion ring?
I'm sure that they could have done something, but that's pretty up there. And speaking of marriages and weddings, who needs flowers when you're together, you say your marriage vows.
Yep.
They say, you're now man and wife. You grab a his and her bong.
Yep.
And you take a few puffs together and have your fabulous wedding photos.
Adorable.
Oh, there's a great photo of the couple here, just heads ablaze in bong smoke as they're holding a bong each.
My God. Coral and Mio, that's their name. Okay. Coral also had hemp in her wedding bouquet.
Oh, there we go. Oh, they went on to have their reception at a local 7-Eleven.
Just for some extra snacks. Yeah. Now, everybody, I'm afraid, I don't know what to say about this, but strap yourself in.
Oh, I like this one. This is a good story.
Now, you know I'm just appalled by gender reveals and gender reveal parties. And they're happening everywhere at the moment.
Yeah.
It's such a thing. And I blame the women for this because they're pushing it, I'm sure.
Well, clearly someone's bored somewhere. It's become a competition.
It has become a competition. Mm. In fact, people are doing... A plane crashed the other day.
Yeah, I heard that.
After a puff of smoke went out and they said, oh, it's a girl. And the plane went down. The person's all right. The pilot's all right. But that's... Okay, this one has taken the cake for me. A girl called Paige Ginn has put on social media. It's filming her and all her girlfriends, and she's lying down on a table, and she has her dacks off, so she's got no undies on.
It's kind of a sexy pose, to be fair.
Right.
But she's got a top on, but
she's got a top on, no pants, and there's pink and blue balloons around, and you can see that she's got all her girlfriends around. Okay.
What?
She farts the result. A puff of blue smoke comes out her bottom. And here it is.
Okay.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. That's too much for me. Can we hear it again?
Yeah, please. Just fast forward 15 years to that little lad's at high school.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
His mates find that video.
How does she do it, like, on call, on cue?
I can tell you, she was laying on that table eating beans for an hour and a half.
Yeah. You see this. We'll put it up, will we?
Yeah, on Twitter, at Kennedy Malloy. Yeah,
we'll put it up on Kennedy Malloy. Yeah, yeah, that, to me, takes the cake. That is Bogan of the Year. You might have a better suggestion, everyone. 133353.
Yeah, get involved. Might win a prize as well. Give us a ring. 133353. You know you're
a Bogan
when. Don't
tell me you farted blue puffs of smoke. I've seen it all now.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You know you're a Bogan when.
You got a shopping trolley in your front yard.
Yeah. You go to court in a pair of Jack Daniel's tracksuit pants.
When you put the Buddha statues that you bought in Bali in your garden.
You've got a Southern Cross tattoo or you've got a Southern Cross sticker on your car.
Oh, yeah.
When you wear your pyjamas to Kmart or bottle shop.
When you're flicking through your picture magazine and one of your ex-girlfriends is
the homegirl, is she?
You can sit down for 7 hours, drink and tinnies, watching Bassa.
Yes!
You've got a Sunday flannel in your wardrobe. Sunday best.
When you take your fave stubby holder to the pub so you can put your skillies in it.
What's your favourite stubby holder, mate?
Oh, I've got this tattered old one that I got at a Keith Urban concert. Okay.
When you've got more cars in the yard of your house than people that live in it.
You've got tattered thongs on your feet, mate. You've got an indoor lounge on your front porch.
Yes!
Your nine-year-old daughter called your mate.
Yes, we celebrate all you Bogans. We count ourselves amongst the best, and we've got some good callers on the line. G'day, Nick.
Hey, down there.
Nick, how do you know you're a Bogan?
When you go to the public swimming pool in your jeans.
Yes. Nice work, Nick. You know, Nick, as a youngster, I used to, on the Murray River, me and my mates used to go in our jeans.
You're joking.
We'd swing off a rope into the Murray River.
Oh, yes. How manly.
Because we were cool.
Oh, the slip, slop, slapping not happening there. Thanks, Nick. Hello, Scott. How you going?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's your bogan reference for us?
Yeah, so about 8.5 years ago, my wife and I went to a wedding in Morwell, and we knew it was a bogan wedding because the mother and father of the groom were wearing matching Adidas tracksuits.
Well played.
So
top and bottom, fully matching, yeah. Scott.
What I love is that you said it's the parent, the father, the mother and the father. Scotty, we're going to send you...
To Iron Maiden. Legacy of the Beast touring Australia May 2020. Tickets on sale now through tickettech.com.au. Two tickets for you to Iron Maiden.
But Scotty, only if you and your plus one wear matching Adidas tracksuits.
You're on.
Will you do that? Thanks, Scotty. Let's go to Martin. Hey, Martin.
Hi, guys. How are you, Jane?
Yeah, good.
You've got to be the bogan when you end up at the bus stop with your Coles trolley.
Well, yes. Exactly. And then do you take the trolley then on the bus?
Well, I've seen people try, but the driver gets a little bit anxious.
Yes, I could imagine that. That's a good call, Martin. Hello, Paul. How are you going?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Have you got a nice romantic bogan story for us?
Yeah, so it's when you propose to your missus in the beer garden of a local pub after going to a wake at the said pub.
Oh, that is nice.
Wow.
Paul, you still together, Paul?
Yeah, 25 years
we've been
married,
Lena. There we go.
Oh, we've got a prize for Paul. Let's put them on the standby.
We're going to put you on the standby list to come to Melbourne to go see James Rain on the rooftop here at Kennedy Molloy for Movember. So good luck for that, mate. We'll
good
put
on
you.
You. Good luck with that one. Yeah. Let's go to Steve. Hey, Steve.
Yeah, g'day, Jane. How are you?
Yeah, good. Now, there's something really quite strong about your connection with being a bogan.
It sure is.
What's your last name, Steve?
Bogan.
Well done.
Now, Steve, is that your birth name or did you change it along the way?
No, that is my birth name.
Have you copped a bit of crap for that over the years, Steve?
Oh, I have. My children copped it at school as well.
Oh, well, we celebrate it. We think it's a good thing.
We do indeed. Have you got a favourite nickname from over the years, Steve? Because I imagine people would have given you a few.
Generally just Bogues.
Bogues. Good on you, Bogues. Right, we love hearing that. All right, let's go to Clarkie.
How you going?
Hey, Clarky, just the fact that your name's Clarky.
Yeah.
I'm thinking you know a few bogans.
Yeah, well, I am one.
Good for you. How do you know you're a bogan, though? How do you know you're a bogan, Clarky?
Because I got Bernie out of the front of my house to tell me mates which house I live in. Plus, I've been on Channel 7 twice for being a bogan.
Have you? Well, we better reward that too. We better put you on a standby list.
You're on the standby list to come see James Rain on the roof here at Kennedy Mall.
I think we've got time for one more. Let's go to Amanda.
Where's Amanda?
Oh, no, not Amanda. Let's go to Ron.
Okay, Ron. Here's Ron.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, how you going, Ron?
Good, thanks. You know you're a bogan when your funeral suit, your wedding suit, and your court suit are the same one.
Nice work, Ron.
Well
and they're
done.
All in Adidas tracksuit, is that right?
Yeah.
Well done, everyone. Thank you, Ron. Look, I'm very proud of our bogan audience.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up next, well, dare I say, he's a bogan.
Yeah, there he is.
Yes, he's
Aubrey's
a bogan.
He's nodding. He's Aubrey's favourite son.
Aubrey's favourite son. We've got Dave Reynolds coming up.
This is Kennedy Molloy. Last weekend was the final Supercars Endurance round at Sandown, and our next guest, David Reynolds, Erebus, got off to a flyer with a record-breaking lap in practice.
David Reynolds is going to come up, does a 7-7.
That's the fastest we've ever seen with a supercar.
But sadly, his race ended early after contact between his co-driver, Luke Yulden, and Dale Wood.
Oh, that's so bad. That's a ridiculous incident.
The Erebus car got no rear wing at all.
Dave also launched a new road rage initiative last week, Curb the Rage, and to talk about that and the Supercars season finale in Newcastle next weekend, we welcome back our trusted voice of Supercars.
Shut up! I laugh at Pete. I'm back.
David Reynolds.
Now, you just took your headphones off.
Oh no, I can't talk with this stuff on my ears.
You drive cars for a living.
Yeah.
It's high intense. You talk to your teammates.
You talk to the pit crew, don't you?
While
you've got the helmet on.
I know, I don't talk that much. But have you seen, what's that movie? It's got that guy on it with the
headphones.
The guy with the headphones.
Sure.
What's that?
Davey.
Oh, I can't.
Someone will ring.
Top Gun? Top Gun.
No.
Davies, we just heard you with no voice.
Don't worry about it.
I know.
We heard you with no voice. Yeah. That was ridiculous. What happened to your voice?
Oh, I got sick.
You got
I think
sick,
I got what Mick had.
Yeah, oh, well,
he's
well,
off work. He's and good. I actually, no, Mick's probably hungover. I was actually sick.
You're actually sick.
I actually wasn't well, yeah.
Hey, you're fading away on us.
Yeah.
I know.
How many kilos have you dropped, mate?
Well, 6.5.
Jeepers.
Wow. What do you weigh at the moment? You
look, I was 66 and a half this morning.
You look like you need a burger. Why are you losing the weight?
Well, I just finished this three-month challenge called the Max Muscle Challenge.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to put on muscle, but I lost like heaps of weight. I just don't have the body type. It's like, it's depressing.
I tell you, your guns are all right.
Yeah. I just lost weight. Thanks, James.
Does the car
trying to be nice to me.
Yeah,
does the car go faster? Do you pick up half a second if you
it's
drop
like
6 kilos?
Racing.
Yeah. Well, it should go faster, but all the cars have to weigh the same, so... You know, they have to balance it up the more weight I lose.
What happened on at Sandown?
Well, all was tracking okay.
Yeah.
And then Luke got involved in a little accident.
Oh,
and,
damn.
Yeah, that was us done.
Yeah, good times going on.
Yeah,
there.
We had great pace in practice. Both Penrite cars were 1 and 2 after practice.
Yep.
And we qualified 3rd for the race. And then, 30 laps in, we had a little drama. But that happens in racing.
It does happen in racing. Now, some disappointing news, I'm sure, for you is that we've just discovered that KISS have cancelled
their tour.
And this is disappointing news because the Penrite car has been kitted up with
amazing.
KISS livery.
Yes.
It looks incredible. It
looks fantastic.
Yes. Oh, well, we'll keep it like that.
I think everything will be the same. So all our suits will be the KISS.
Fantastic. And is this for Newcastle, is it?
Yeah, doing Newcastle,
this?
Yeah. And that we'll probably have all the pit crew done up and stuff, and we'll have some, some extras made up of all the face paint and stuff. But yeah, it's just a shame. It was really, I only found that out like half an hour ago.
Yeah.
Were you going to drive the car with KISS makeup on?
No. I wish. Do you reckon that would have scared people or just they would have laughed at me?
No one
will ever laugh at you.
No,
everyone always laughs at me.
No.
We love you.
Hey, I'll tell you what, you've got something really important to talk about, and that's Curb the Rage, and I really think this is important. Can you tell us what this is all about?
So it's a small road safety initiative I came up with about 2 years ago, and it's been in the making ever since, and it's to try and... bring to light all the road rage activities and all the destruction that happens on the roads. It's not fun. I've been a part of it. Well, I've been a victim of it before.
Of road rage.
Yeah. No one's come out. Well, they've tried to chase me, but
really?
I got away.
Do you think they've done that?
Because
they knew you were Dave Reynolds?
No, they had no idea who I was. But
oh man, so go and try and take him on. Yeah, right. Good one, guys.
What did you do that made them so angry?
I actually have no idea.
Yeah, right. Okay.
No idea.
And that's what are you doing to sort of bring it, keep it in the forefront of people's minds? This is really clever. It's Chill, a car air freshener, and it's designed to hang in or mount in cars and just remind people to just bloody chill out.
And it's such a great idea. I once had an issue where I tooted a guy who pulled in front of me.
Yep.
And then I went to drive past him, and then he had his window down asking me to pull over so we could have a blue on the side of the road.
You're joking.
And I'm like, oh, I reckon I'll pass on that one.
But things can escalate. And also, there's other factors that escalate things as well. You don't know if anybody's been,
on the juice.
Yeah, on the juice.
Personal issues or whatever.
Exactly. So
you don't know what's going on.
That's not cool. Now, money raised is going to go towards a national school industry tour and helping to prepare younger drivers.
Yes.
And to prevent them I know my kids sometimes might say to me, Mum, just chill. Because I might get a little highly strung sometimes.
Do you? Are you a bit of a rager?
Oh, I'm a little, I don't, I don't want to fight anyone.
I've heard my 3-year-old son impersonate his mother from the back seat.
That is not good. Like it is.
Really?
The parents do dictate the child's behaviour, how they act on the road. So.
My wife was busted badly in that.
Really?
Where did he get that from? Yeah.
Where did he learn those words?
Where did he learn that? Sometimes I've got to learn to calm down a bit because little tiny things infuriate me on the road as well. You know when you pull up to a set of lights?
Yes.
Okay. It really annoys me if the car at the front leaves like a car gap between themselves and the front.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
Up. So I'm like,
it
move up.
Yeah, move up. Doesn't
move
trigger
up.
The light sensor.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't trigger the light sensor. And also just
move
just
up.
Move up.
Give us more room.
Why are you sitting back here?
Hey, Dave, you were trying to think of that movie about headphones or something.
Yeah.
We got Matt on the line. Put your headphones on now, mate, if you can. Mm. Matt, hi. What were you thinking the movie might be?
I think it's something about Mary.
Yeah, that's it.
Something about Mary. We'll get your prize,
You know
Matt.
That guy on that?
Ben Stiller.
No, the sun or something. I'm the opposite of that. I can't have stuff on my head.
You can't have anything on your head.
And I hate hearing my voice.
Well, what about a helmet, Dave? Sorry, again, I may suggest that you wear a helmet nearly every day of your professional life.
Yeah, that's for protection. That's about
good on you. Now, just quickly also, for people in Victoria, hey, people can meet you in person.
Oh, look it
I
up.
Can highly recommend it.
Where can they meet me?
They can meet you.
On the road.
No, not
I live
on
St Kilda Road, so you can just drive past my house anytime you want.
The two of you boys, both of you, do you know what's happening? You've got an open day this Sunday.
Oh, yes, we've got Erebus Open Day out at Dandenong South. That's our team. So, yeah, we're having like a Kiss cover band play and we're going to be...
Music
I don't think that's been cancelled.
No, that won't be cancelled.
Yeah, I don't think cover bands go out in sympathy.
Yeah, I don't think so, no.
And your Commodores will be out there, won't they?
Yeah, so we've got all our cars, our workshop's open for the public.
Oh,
so
you've got Erebus Academy's go-karters.
Yes, we've got a couple of young kids.
Cool.
Yeah, we've got a couple of young kids we look after in the go-karts.
Anyone keen to do that? And
well, they won't be driving.
No, they won't head down. They'll be observing the young
workshops. Yeah. So we've got a lot of activities going on, so please come down and check out what we do.
Fantastic.
And I'm just going through your diary here. You've got a dinner with the missus tomorrow night.
Do I? how does she know about that?
Dave Reynolds, thank you. And good luck, of course. You've got the Supercars race at Newcastle on the 22nd to 24th November.
That's it. Newcastle 500.
Triple M's own. Kennedy Malloy's own. Dave Reynolds.
Thanks for having me. Cheers.
You got it.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Our good mate Limo joining us on
here.
Kennedy Malloy.
And we were chatting in the production office because it was quite sudden Limo was coming in because Mick had been all right. And then he's, you know, I don't know. We did an interview with Hamish and Andy, which you'll hear soon, earlier on. But something has happened between him talking to those boys. I don't know whether they slipped him something. But we were in the office talking about, and you were telling me, Limo, that you said Kelly, your wife.
Yes.
Went out for lunch. Was it yesterday?
Yesterday, yeah.
You said, Jane, she went out at midday. What time do you think she got home? And I went, you know, Kel doesn't do a lot of these lunches.
When she left, I said,
oh, that's right.
What time are you going to be home?
And I said, God, isn't that funny? I'd never ask my other half, what time are you going to be home? But he often says, what time are you going to be home?
And it's interesting. Kel never asked me either.
And why did you ask Kel, what time are you going to be home?
Well, because there's a few moving parts. Her son's at daycare, dinner.
You've just got to sort it out yourself. This is what I mean, you know, because we never ask that because we just know we've got to sort things out. But
well, I just need to know what's going on. I need to know what's happening in my life. So I said, what time are you getting home? And she said, I could kind of, on reflection now, I can tell her I got her a little bit off guard. And she was like, three? And I went, okay, three. All right, we'll go and pick up the little fella together from daycare and whatever. Anyway, have a guess what time she got up.
Not three.
It wasn't three.
Was it?
And she's out with a few friends.
Yeah, okay. Was it seven?
I'll play the role of Larry Emder. Higher.
Oh, my God. Was it 10?
Higher.
10, what? 10, 11 p.m.
10:30.
Yes, Kel.
Good session.
She smashed it.
Now, to be fair, was over the moon.
Oh, this, because now...
Credits.
Yes.
Credits this,
I've got
no,
credits.
You mean making up for things you've done.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I was over the moon because now we're even.
See, now that's a very dangerous time, 10:30, because you're often with girlfriends.
Well.
Where trouble ensues. So you have to make a decision. Do I go home or do I go with those girls who like to kick on?
Yeah, she was faced with that decision last night.
Oh,
she was in a cab with a very good friend of hers, very good friend of ours.
Yes.
Who enjoys a night out. and they were headed out, like again.
Away from your house.
To a different location.
Yes.
And Kel, mid-cab ride, just went, you know what?
Oh, my God, she's gone.
I'm going to go home.
Responsible mother syndrome.
Yeah. And she sent me, I've just remembered this now.
Yeah.
She sent me a text, right, that was meant just for me, but she sent it to me and her friend.
Oh, she's in the double text.
So she's accidentally. So it was like, I've decided I don't want to go out with that's anymore. I want to come home.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's all right.
That's
all right. Girls,
fine.
We understand
They kissed and made up. It was all good.
Oh, they don't mind that.
Oh, okay.
Well,
Dave.
Took a turn. Hey,
not kissed. Come on, Dave. Will you behave when Mick's not here? Don't you be that you are so badly influenced by him.
It didn't end with a pillow fight, Dave, just before you asked.
In pyjamas.
So she got home. So I was very happy with that. And now I've got a couple of cheeky little credits in the bank.
Oh, you just... maybe not. Maybe I think Kelly's got a few more to go.
So just saying. Moving forward. Anyway, Kel, if you're listening, I'm going out for dinner tonight. I know I'll see you on Sunday.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, coming up, we've got Hamish and Andy.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
You're right, it is the big second hour of Limo yes. and Kennedy today. Out Malloy in Limo. Thank you for playing with me today.
It is a pleasure to be here. If anyone's seen Mick, we think he's in a bar or a pub
somewhere. Let us know where he might be. He's gone missing. He's gone AWOL.
No.
We are going to do, don't worry, don't fear, we're still going wild because I've got some great stories, which Limo, I know you're a great animal person.
Yes.
We'll talk about that. But earlier today, we did have Mick Malloy on board when we talked to these blokes.
No strangers to this time slot, you've likely come across our next two guests, Hamish and Andy.
Two of the giants, the grapes of the modern era.
There was not room enough for both our shows and we humbly concede. Kennedy Malloy.
And 5 years on from their worldly antics in Hamish and Andy's gap year, they're back on the road in North America for a brand new TV series, Hamish and Andy's Perfect Holiday.
What is that?
Trusting each other to plan their adventures along the way.
That's part of our fun. You see a weakness, you pounce.
Oh no!
And we welcome them back to the show today, Hamish and Andy.
Hello, boys.
Hello, guys.
How are you, guys?
Hello, hey. Hamish. Hello, Andy.
Hello, Janie.
We haven't seen you guys for a while.
No, it's been too long. Yeah. You guys like to get out and about, don't you?
Yeah. We get out there.
Are you happy at home? Do you just need to go, oh, we've got a new series and
we're
going to go to Canada via Iceland.
I keep saying that to Beck as well. It's like because Beck said to me, I mean, obviously Zoe's got to keep up the front and the kids are going to go to kinder and all that stuff. But Beck said, oh, look, should I come? And I was like,
Zoe did not say that.
I
hadn't crossed my mind.
I don't have a pre-written answer for this, and I'm normally very good in these situations. So it started with a no,
yeah,
and then to give my brain a chance to go, okay, what's the appropriate?
Is this a trick question?
Yeah, exactly. Eventually, I had to say, look, we're always on the road. We're going different places. It's very much
it's
work-based.
Guy stuff, really.
Yeah,
I've only got one VIP pass to spend right now. I don't think you'd love it.
I have meat attached to me a lot of the time, and I'm chased by dogs.
Honestly, the show is called Perfect Holiday because it's perfect for me and Andy, not perfect for our girlfriends or our wives. Like, Zoe would have hated every minute.
Really?
Of this
and
trip.
Why would she? And let's get straight into it. Well, what kind of holidays have you guys planned for each other?
Well,
without giving too much away.
Even if we'd have left the kids at home, Zoe would be like, hang on a sec. What? Most of it's traveling.
Yep.
You're staying in dumps. We're in remote parts of America. Yeah, none of this is attractive to Zoe.
If I turned to Beck on day two and said, I've found the hottest chili in the world and you have to eat it.
She's not buying that one, but hey, we got someone in town who will.
That's me.
She wants to have breakfast in Paris.
Yes.
And not eat the hottest chili in the world.
Hamish and Andy get dumped globally.
Yeah.
And it'll be a very fast episode because day one would be off. But yeah, so that's why we came up with this idea for
that's
a holiday.
Fantastic.
Where we take it in turns to plan the adventure for the other guy on alternating days.
Another day that springs to mind, which you go, this probably wouldn't happen with your partner.
Yes.
On day three of the trip, Haim turns to me and goes, I've organised a day of revenge.
Yeah.
It's like,
of all the people to do that and say that, your mind, both of you, that would frighten me.
Well, and I'm don't quite work out. I'm trying to work out what's going on. He prepared me a little video.
The first ingredient need for revenge, Mick, as you would be well aware, is someone who has wronged you.
This is where I'm freaking out.
For people that may remember, one of our very first travel shows was our Caravan of Courage. We went across America.
Yes.
One afternoon, we found ourselves in a small town called Paris, Texas, and we went to a high school football game. Before the game, they're like 16-year-olds playing American football. We were having a bit of a josh around with these guys going, guys, man, in Australia, we play AFL. Like, we don't need pads and helmets. Like, we'll show you guys how to tackle. So there was a tackle between this kid, Eric, who was 16, and Andy. Except Eric was wearing a helmet.
Yeah.
And he hit Andy at pace in the face.
Put my bottom teeth through my top lip.
Split Andy's face open. And the local vet during the game had to stitch Andy's face up.
Yeah, but it was good television.
The vet who had bought the pig, who's the mascot. So the vet turned up and he released the pig and then the vet stitched Andy's face up. So
Hayne reminded me, I said, look, on day three of our trip, he's like, remember this kid? And I was like, I hadn't thought about it too much. And he goes, yes, you have.
He's putting on a tough face. Andy would have thought about that a lot. He's still got the scar.
A lot when you're brushing your teeth.
Every time he shaves, he would think about what Eric did to his face.
And I said, well, what's going on? He said, look, I've tracked down Eric.
Got him.
He's a long way away. So we flew. We're in Dallas. We had to drive for hours. Yeah. And he said, they've tracked down his old coach. The old coach was in it and said, I'll arrange Eric to meet me at a cafe.
Eric's a 26-year-old PE teacher now.
Yeah. He's going to say, how old is he?
He's not a kid anymore.
The power has shifted.
He can handle whatever we throw at him.
And so Hamish and I had a ploy to bring down this guy. All we knew was he was going to be at the cafe.
You would attack him.
Well, we were like, let's be a bit cleverer than that. But if Andy blanked, I was like, Ando, I was like, you can come up with any idea here, be creative. If he blanked, I had also bought a taser.
You bought a taser along.
What the hell?
And I thought.
Legal. Dangerous. Really? Of all guys, dangerous.
Oh, yeah, mate, sorry. I should have
been. Dangerous day.
You're right.
I'm tasered a number of times.
You can pick him up the
airport. Were you prepared to use it?
No.
I wanted to show Andy to get a reaction.
Hamish brings it out as a joke, goes, if in doubt, use this taser. I'm like, I thought he was joking, it was a prop taser. And I picked it up and I've hit the button.
Oh,
and
it's Texas.
This big lightning lightning bolt cracks across it. And I went, is this effing real, which we cut out? Sure. Hames like,
At the servo, when you fill up...
I was going to joke.
You can buy one.
Yeah, you can get two tasers for $2.
Yeah, a bit of extra chewing gum.
And what happened? Well, don't tell us what happened.
Well,
we don't tase him. We need everyone to watch, of course.
It was a more creative sting. It ended up being very, very funny. It was a very fun day for us. A very confusing day for Eric. He's like, oh my, you guys... Did you really fly around the world to do this to me?
He's only met you once.
Hamish is dressed as a cowboy in the cafe trying to blend in.
To him, imagine, he's like, are you the guys from when I was in year 10 that came to our high school football match?
If I saw you in a crowd dressed as a cowboy, I would taser you.
Yeah. When we come back, I want to hear about the chili and where you found the chili, why you thought about the chili. Hasn't this man been through enough with pain and the pain barrier?
Thank you, Hamish and Andy's perfect holiday star. That's this Sunday, 7 p.m. on 9.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hamish and Andy are in studio. TV show Perfect Holiday starts 7 p.m. this Sunday on 9.
So just to reset, so you choose holidays for activities, and then he does the same for you. Did you ever say no to anything?
We had a gentleman's agreement that we couldn't.
We had one that I had to tell Hamish it's a day off today. And he said, why?
What do you mean?
Well, I'd been planning something that required months of preparation. Mm. And I'm not going to say exactly what it was, but it required the perfect weather. And we got unlucky with the weather.
Category five.
I remember talking to you before you went.
And he was going to put me in a hurricane. Tie me to a cow put me in a hurricane in Nebraska.
I do recall you said you had been planning something for ages and ages and ages for him.
Yep.
And it just needed the requirements for the good weather. And
And it just and unfortunately missed. But I've still got that in my back pocket.
You've got one ready to go.
Series two.
But talking about the chili, we found a guy called Ed who crossbreeds chilies scientifically. He's got 100 staff in South Carolina.
It's an art.
And he's responsible for the world's hottest chili at the moment. It's called the Carolina Reaper. Yep. And to give you perspective, 1.2 million Scoville units of heat.
Okay.
Police mace is 1 million.
So they'd be better off running around at the MCG rubbing pepper in people's eyes, chucking chilies in their eyes.
So he said, I've got a new chili called Pepper X. Hasn't been released yet.
This is terrible.
Pepper X, developed with DARPA. Chinese agents are trying to steal it.
It's never been consumed by a human yet.
Wow.
And
he's a father. This is irresponsible.
My kids still cry. My kids cry when I kiss them near their eyes still.
God knows how you shower yourself.
Your underpants need heat resistant tiles space shuttle.
They really did. The porcelain did. 3 floors below me at the hotel room. The next morning, the chili was burning through the toilet. Like acid going through the floors.
So sorry for interrupting.
No. As I mentioned, the Carolina Reaper, 1.2 million Scoville units. This one clocks in at 3.28 million Scoville units.
Yeah. It's incredible.
The sun is 2.9.
So how was it presented?
Is it a big chili or a little chili?
How did you present it?
Very small.
It's a little chili.
So, I mean, the thing is, Haim and I know that we're up to stuff all the time now. So there's a lot of misdirection that happened on the holiday. I'd convinced Hamish in a boxing match in Vegas. So
I thought Andy had lost his mind because I'm out the back getting like my hands taped up with this boxing coach telling me about how to stay calm in the ring. Everyone said, like, you just have to hang in there for 3 2-minute rounds. And if you make it through, you don't have to knock the other guy out. If you make it through, you're going to win. And I was like, okay, maybe I can do this. Maybe if I just, you know, keep my guard up, get away from him.
He's pumped up. He gets there.
And I thought I was going to fight someone.
There's a chili in there with little boxing shorts on. And and so there it was.
I was fighting a chili.
3 rounds. 1 minute rounds. He had to chew it for 10 seconds at the start of each round. And at any point, he can go to the deck and get counted out.
Just had to hang on.
And he can only have yogurt in the round breaks. It is extraordinary.
Do you have a clip of this available?
We have a whole show. It's on
the
Sunday.
The whole show's
Mick, what do you think we're doing here? We'll see it on Sunday.
Have you got a clip of this?
I'd love to see it. No, we actually didn't film that one.
Do you ever learn?
We just thought it was a nice yarn.
Are you ever going to learn from your behaviour? Didn't you?
No.
Now, this is your Rob Sitch mentions this to me all the time. He always mentions the one where you put on a glove.
Oh, the fire ant.
Yeah,
but that's just insane. That's just now, on the pain.
Surely, to be honest, on the back of that, you go.
But he didn't know.
Lesson learned.
He didn't know he was about to eat a bloody chili.
Getting into the ants was pretty similar to all the stuff we end up doing still on this, which just is a mix of naivety and confidence, misplaced confidence.
Yes.
We generally think we're going to make it through whatever happens.
But there's a little bit of audio from the before the bullet ants, because we were both presenting to the chief.
And he was going
to
pick who had
Amazon,
to.
Deep in the Amazon, through two interpreters, we're both presenting to them why we're already more manly. We didn't need this ritual rite. Hamish tells the tribe leader, he goes, just, you know, I've bought a new SUV. Could have gone heated seats, didn't. That's manly.
Tough guy.
See, when you see the interpreter scratch his head, go, how am I going to relay this?
Okay, imagine.
Bingo, you're in.
Like, these guys legitimately like paddle around in canoes. Yeah. They don't have much need for heated seats. That's how I got picked.
But Hamish and I are chatting while the tribe leader was deliberating, and there's this audio. There's no vision because the cameraman had put his camera down. But there's audio where Hamish and I are going, it was the last day of the trip, so I'm like, okay, we'll put whoever gets it, just put the gloves on.
Like, one bite will do it. Like, you know, these ants.
You had no idea.
We'll see how we go.
We thought that might take a minute before one stings you. Yeah. And then when it does, that's what feels like you've got shot.
For those who have not seen the clip, and you can see it on YouTube or anywhere.
Yeah. Hundreds sting me in the first second.
He's on a morphine drip for 7 hours at the hospital.
Oh, my God.
You've
got no idea.
The sensation was like when you put a prawn cracker on your tongue. That's how many stung me that fast.
Yeah, but prawn cracker tastes nice.
And instantly in that moment, we've made a huge mistake.
But it's poor Andy's going. Poor Andy, sorry.
Oh, poor Andy. Poor
Andy's going like. You were just helpless.
Well, I was helpless. And the other thing was, Hamish and I, it was going, okay, obviously we heard a little bit and then we'll have beers. We'll get beers in the pool by about 6. Yeah, this is all in the audio.
We were like high-fiving going, look at this, is so good. It's 11 o'clock. We're about to finish the whole series.
Well, I'm having a beer by myself in the pool. Hamish on a drip in the hall. And the beer did taste a little sour.
Andy went back to the hotel. I stayed in hospital till 3 in the morning on morphine.
Hamish and Andy's perfect holiday. I can't wait for this.
Funnily enough, over the trenches, 7 p.m.
Funnily enough, the end of the series, we ended up on needing medical assistance again.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, hang in there.
Did
for
you
the
really
big finish.
Keep it a surprise?
But we both
just
had
oxygen.
We both
time.
Had the same medical problem.
Need. Yeah.
Does anyone get
knowing
tasted?
Both of you and knowing you, it's got something to do with your bottom, doesn't it?
No,
it
tries to make an appearance. You're right.
It does come up.
He can't stop talking about it.
All right. Thank you guys for joining us.
Channel
today.
9, 7 o'clock Sunday. Hamish and Andy's perfect holiday. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Mick and Jane, Gone Wild.
All right, I've got a story here about a cat who is breaking out other felines at a cat shelter.
Right.
Quilty.
Aw, Quilty.
Loves to let cats out of the senior room repeatedly several times a day. Now, this shelter has posted about this Houdini on Facebook and says his prison breaks have become so frequent that staff had to do something about it, and they've quilty-proofed the cat room by banishing him into solitary confinement in an attempt to temper the mass escapes. Have we got any audio
of
that?
Yeah, take a listen.
Shelter workers say Quilty is guilty of opening the door to the senior cat room to let out his herd.
He has gotten out quite a few times. One cat had peed on the mouse pad. One cat had pooped in the donation bin. The last straw on the camel's back was kind of the day he let them out three times in a row in the middle of the afternoon with us watching him.
Right. Well, they shouldn't have shown the cats the Shawshank Redemption a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that's it.
They've even got merch, including T-shirts branded with hashtag Free Quilty. And they've got an Instagram account for him. I love escapees.
They should give Quilty a job somewhere, at a hotel, opening doors for patrons.
That's true. Or I see a Disney series, an animated series coming from that pretty soon. All right. I love a good gin. Who doesn't?
Yes.
Usually juniper berries, I think, is the main ingredient.
Right.
Well, the makers of a South African gin have infused elephant dung.
What? Wow.
They say it's not a gimmick. They have added elephant dung. It's called Indivu Gin. They stumbled across the idea a year ago.
It's a bit nutty.
It is.
Indivu, South African for don't drink this.
Correct. Well, they learnt that elephants eat a variety, because elephants are vegetarian. They eat a variety of fruits and flowers, and they digest less than a third of it, and it's got a nice aroma.
Right.
So they thought, why don't we use the dung and infuse it in the gin?
Look, it's still elephant poo.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't care. Like, you could say, Lima, eat this elephant poo, you'll never get flu. I'm not eating it.
The way that the idea transpired, though, is a bit concerning. Apparently, the idea came to Paula, the wife. This is Les and Paula Ansley from South Africa. Right. Her idea came after a safari during which a wildlife ranger described the digestive process of the elephant. And weeks later, Alan said she woke him up in the middle of the night and she said, why don't we add elephant poop to our gin? And he said, okay, sleepily, let's give this a bash. Little did she know, he knows she was going to do it. So five sizable bags of dung are collected for a batch of 3,000 to 4,000 bottles of the gin.
Is it flying off the shelves?
Well, that's something I've got to, I don't know if they've still got those 4,000 bottles still there. But yes, you can look that up on the interweb and it could be tasty. Everybody's into their gin though, aren't they?
Nice one for gin connoisseurs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now this one, I've been to this place. Oh, that sounds a bit braggy.
Oh, where?
It's Montepulciano.
Is that in Africa?
It's in Tuscan. Oh, no.
I don't know whether you know this, Levi, but Jane's been to Africa.
Have you been to Africa?
Yeah, I have been to Africa.
Why haven't you talked about that on the show?
Look, one day I will. I like to keep it low-key. Okay. This is in Tuscany.
Yeah.
And a wild boar has sniffed out a huge stash of cocaine worth about $32,000 that drug dealers had hidden in an Italian forest. Now, usually you would look for truffles.
Yeah, yeah.
I imagine.
No, they found the El Chapo of the pig world.
They have found the El Chapo. There is no word on what became of the hogs that dug up the product. Or is there an update?
Well, there is some. We've got some audio.
Oh, have we?
Police have caught up with with El Chapo.
Yeah. Oh,
right. Pig El Chapo.
Yeah.
And ask the pig for a comment. Sounds a little buzzed.
A little buzzy, having a good time there.
If you ate that pig, would the bacon and the ham give you a little...
Hey, might give you a little perk.
Give you a little pick-up.
They'd give you prosciutto and melon, a different flavour, wouldn't it? Hey, give us a call if you've got any animal tales as well. 133353. We'll come back. We've got some more up our sleeve for you, including... voter fraud detected in Australian Bird of the Year poll.
What the hell?
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mick Malloy, he's not here this afternoon, back tomorrow, but we're lucky to have Limo in studio with us right now.
We are.
And Gone Wild as well.
We are indeed. And we've been talking about Limo, the Australian Bird of the Year for the Guardian newspaper. And it's going to be announced tomorrow, which is, in fact, the bird. But there's been a bit of an anomaly that they've discovered in the voting system.
Yes.
A spike in the vote count for the cockatoo has been observed by readers.
Oh, okay.
And it's flagged because they're checking irregular voting patterns. Oh. Now, I don't know. Cockatoos are pretty smart.
Oh, you think the cockatoos themselves
are
voting?
I don't know. I'm not clear about this, but it's clear that automated voting was conducted for three birds. They're trying to chunk up the numbers for the rainbow lorikeet, the cockatoo, and the black-throated finch. So they've got unusual spikes in the number of votes.
So do they? Is there a predetermined list of birds and you have to vote there from that list?
There was about 50, and then it keeps getting whittled down. But it's not the first time that there's been bird poll fixing.
Really?
There was the bird poll fixing controversy in 2017.
What happened? Russian hackers.
There was. Someone tried to spam the first Australian Bird of the Year vote with votes for the powerful owl. Now, I understand that. And fraudsters targeted the New Zealand poll with votes for the shag. Have you ever heard of the shag?
No, I've never heard of the shag. Gee, people are passionate about their birds.
They are. I was voting for the cormorant because I find them amazing because they can swim, basically, and they stole all the fish once from one of our dams.
And they thieve the fish.
They do.
My knowledge of birds is limited to football team mascots.
Hawks,
magpies, crows, eagles,
Gotcha. That's going to be announced tomorrow. We'll do that too because we'll follow that up. We've been quite obsessed.
I love the magpie. I love the swooping. And they've got it. You know, they've got a really long memory, magpies.
Now, how do you know that?
Because I spoke to a magpie expert. So you could, if a magpie doesn't like you, it'll, because magpies won't swoop people they like.
No kidding.
Yes.
So but is there something about you that a magpie something doesn't like?
It just doesn't
what
like
you're
your
wearing
vibe.
Or?
Yes. So it'll swoop you. And then if you go back 10 years later, as long as 10 years, it'll, that's that awesome. Guy.
Well, people can have, my grandfather had a regular, he was a barrack for Collingwood Football Club, which of course is the Magpies. And he used to have a family of magpies and they came, I think the same family for about 10, 15 years. Mm. But my grandmother did feed them fillet steak. So that might have had something to do with it.
That's why they kept coming back.
We got swooped by a minor bird last week.
It was a minor bird, that's right. Yeah. Well, fair enough. We know why the bird's swooping.
Budgerigar should have been on the list too, by the way.
A budgerigar.
Great Australian bird.
It's a good bird.
It is Australian.
Strong bird. What about is the emu on the list?
No.
Well, the list is 10. Here.
How's emu not on the list?
It's on the coat of arms.
It's on the coat of arms.
It's not. The ibis is. The bin chicken is there. The fairy wren. Bin chicken. Yeah. And the laughing kookaburra, of course, is there. All right. Yeah. Now, this story does, for serious reasons, interest me. Fake rhino horn has been developed, and they're hoping that this is going to put a dent in the illegal horn market. They found a way to compress and fashion horse hair in a way that feels similar to the real thing, even when the horn is cut.
Yeah, right.
It's so realistic, they're hoping it's going to trick poachers, and then it means that it's not worth as much in the market.
Right. If you want to make a convincing rhino horn, you've got to make it out of elephant tusk. that's the only way around the rhino horn market.
Yeah, that might be an issue. It still sells horn of rhino. This is still insane. This is what I have to keep getting out there.
Yeah.
It sells for roughly $3,000 a kilo.
And is it like a Viagra type arrangement?
It's not like it. It's nothing to do with that.
No, but is that why people buy it?
Yes.
Right.
They're still buying it because they think it is. It's not difficult, is it, I would say, to get someone horny as a rule. I don't want to go there, if that comes out, but you know what I'm saying. What the hell? You've got to stop believing people that having anything to do with rhino horn is going to help matters.
But it must work for people.
It doesn't work for people.
But why do they keep buying it?
It's a placebo. People think it does. Right. They think it does.
So they actually don't have a problem at all?
No, they don't have a problem at all. They're just getting onto it.
Why don't they make the fake rhino horn out of Viagra?
There you go. See, you're always thinking Genius. That's why I've got
then
you on
board. Really work.
Yeah. All right. Good one. We'll be back soon on
all right.
Kennedy Moore.
That was our Gone Wild.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And Limo in Studio 2, thanks to the Holden Colorado, which is now backed with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range.
Now, 7 years is incredible, Limo. We have been extolling the virtues of this incredible vehicle, the Colorado. Doesn't it make you want to buy one?
It really does. Yeah. I sort of have a little midlife crisis thing at the moment.
Go ahead.
You know what? I'd love a ute.
Do it.
I'd love a Holden Colorado. It's a very cool looking ute, too.
It is. It's tough, trusted, and proven.
Yes.
And we love talking to Colorado callers, owners around Australia. And we're going to conjure up. WA, is that how I say it, Jeff?
Cogenup, yeah.
Cogenup, yeah. Where is that? Help me out here.
It's basically right in the Great Southern, in the best part of Australia, the southwest of Western Australia.
Stunning.
Oh, you lucky thing. Yeah.
So, Jeff, tell me about your story and why you've got your Colorado.
Oh, so basically was on the hunt for a ute, just a, more of a delivery vehicle, pick up, stock and that sort of thing. Yeah. I know, sport business down here in Cogenup.
You got a, your own business. How old are you?
Yeah, 23.
You got your own business, mate.
Yeah,
good for you.
Yeah, so we've got on the hunt for a ute anyway, and basically been brought up with Holdens my entire life. So I've actually got a Holden Monaro myself as well.
Business is going well.
There's pretty well, yeah, definitely. Basically started looking around for a dual cab ute, just something enough to chuck all the bits and pieces in the back.
And where do you take it? What do you do when you're not running your store?
Well, not working 6 days a week. Basically down southwest. So down this part of the world, we've got beautiful beaches and a lot of great fishing spots. So down Albany Way, Chains Beach, Denmark, a lot of these great hidden gems of the Great Southern.
I feel like jumping on board now and coming to visit you.
What you're a great tour guide for the area, Jeff.
Oh, must be, mate. Must be.
Tell me, Jeff, how does it work on the dating scene? Do the ladies impress when they see a Colorado? Pull up.
The girlfriend of just over 15 months is pretty impressed with it.
Bet she is.
Been able to take it, places that,
And you'll keep in touch as a group. Do you keep in touch with other Colorado owners, do you?
Yeah, like on Facebook, obviously a great social media platform. There's a lot of forums and sort of groups on the page on Facebook. So
that's great to hear.
We learn a few things. We all put up each other's cars and that sort of thing.
You are living the dream, Jeff.
What a community.
In southwest WA, in your Colorado. We salute you and we salute the Colorado. Good on you, Jeff.
Send you out a prize pack. Good on you, Jeff. And shout out to Triple M, Great Southern as well, 10:71 a.m. Troy for breakfast, Great Southern Australia, Cogenup's own.
Good on you,
Jeff. This is Kennedy Malloy, thanks to the Holden Colorado, now back with 7 years free scheduled surfacing across the 4x4 range. We'll boot this one home right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mick's not here. He's
did an interview earlier today with us, with Hamish and Andy.
Yeah.
And between the time of starting this show and leaving Hamish and Andy, I don't know if they've had a secret handshake deal. Something's going down.
Something's going on. Might be at the pub.
Be at the pub. If you see Mick Malloy out at any pub in Melbourne, let me know. Or anywhere.
Anywhere. He could be. Mick, he could be anywhere. 133 533.
Give us a call, Mick Spot.
If you've got eyes on Mick right now.
Call.
We have had a great show, and I thank you, Limo, for stepping in with very late notice. And I believe you cancelled a lunch.
I did. Yeah. I was going to have lunch with Dave Thornton today.
Well, I apologise, Dave. Thank you for...
That's fine. We can reschedule. We're comedians. We've got a bit of time up our sleeve.
We have had a fun show today. I don't know. Have we still got, I just want to let you know, the gender reveal?
Yes.
Have we got that handy? Because Ash Harvey has written in, this is an explanation for this. You know you're a bogan when, and there's a woman, it's going viral. You'll probably see it and we'll probably put it up on our website somewhere. Yes. A woman revealed at her, what do you call it? When
like
you
a
have
gender reveal?
Yeah, a gender reveal.
Yeah, ceremony.
She farted the result. I'm sorry, that's blatant. I just have to say that. A puff of blue smoke. Let's just have a listen.
It's like I imagine, is that, would that happen if a Smurf farted?
It is, but Ash Harvey has said that's how they should announce the new Pope. Well done. We still have lots of you're a bogan.
Oh, yeah?
Just an ass hanging out a window at the Vatican. Right.
Snert Underpants says, you know you're a bogan when you have 5 cars in your front yard, but 4 are up on bricks. You're still, Graham Lee says, you're still arguing over the Bathurst result.
Someone here says you have your postcode tattooed on your neck.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, that's fair enough.
Someone else says, when you've got your kids' names tattooed on yourself.
Well, that's quite common these days, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, Matthew Nanos says, you know you're a bogan when your name is Dave and driver Getz.
How dare you? How dare you?
On your dangerous.
Getz is not a bogan car, by the
way. How is the Getz going,
Dave? Getz's car. It's going really well, thank you, mate. Really tipped a run, too.
And other big news today, unfortunately for fans of Kiss, they have cancelled their Aussie tour. which is devastating for many people. Aussie Shark says tour companies need to start offering old rocker insurance on ticket sales.
They
and
really
Martin Appleby says, lol, someone break a hip? Well, I don't know, but it's Paul Stanley is under the weather. Is that correct?
Do they still at this age get around in the big shoes?
Yeah. Oh, they're full kitted up. Absolutely. Oh, they do.
Well, that hip is a serious issue. I had as a kid, as a 10-year-old, I had a Kiss poster above my bed. I was an innocent 10-year-old. I had no idea what was going on. Mm. But I had the Love Gun poster.
That's pretty choice.
Probably inappropriate for a 10-year-old.
It was a little bit inappropriate, the choice. All right, tomorrow we hope that Mick might be in the seat, but if he's not, you might not have a lunch tomorrow again.
Yeah,
Keep your phone handy.
I'll spend the night. I'll sleep under the desk.
Oh, yeah, that'd be right.
I'll be here when you get in tomorrow.
You've got the chamber pot down there. So
and we've got on the show tomorrow Bachelorette Angie and the winner.
Is that right?
Will it be Kieran? Will it be Tim with two M's?
Can we get a prediction, Jane, from you? Come on.
All right. Is it Kieran? Is that how you say it?
Sure.
All right.
Carlin?
Or Tim. Carlin.
Carlin. All right. Well, we'll find out tomorrow.
Either or will suit me. See ya.
Has been Kennedy Malloy.
Another Kennedy Malloy adventure is complete. And with the Holden Colorado, every day is an adventure. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details.